You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you're watching the Super Bowl, which everybody probably is if you're listening to this, Super Bowl 53 coming up on Sunday, but you're not too excited about Maroon 5, the WWE has something else for you. And to talk about it, Vic Joseph joining us on the show on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from the WWE. Hello, Vic.
What's going on? Apparently you and Keith are working yourself into a shoot at 7:30 in the morning.
A little bit. That's okay, though. I mean, well, you know, what are you going to do? You know, Keith likes to tweet about me, even though, again, he has a piggish face and today's his birthday. But that's okay.
Well, none of that's very nice, but your statement was a little asinine there. I'm just going to throw that out there. That's like saying any board op's better than Kenny Kidd because he's the greatest of all time.
Okay. Well, you know, just put
somebody
him
who felt.
There we go. Yeah.
Just setting up bits now.
There we go.
Yeah, somebody just has to, for Ken's argument's sake, somebody just has to fill in for a day, and if they do a good job, well, the potential, I mean, I'll put them right up there with give them a Marconi Award.
I didn't say.
The average six takes
I
a show.
Didn't say. Josh Gordon was the greatest ever. That's not what I was insinuating.
Just said he's
but
in the discussion.
I said for the sake of talent. That was a different discussion.
Guys.
What?
It's okay.
Hey, are you gonna bring the band back together and have Mankind and The Rock do an empty arena match coming up on Sunday? What's going on? What's happening Sunday?
No, we're not having an empty arena match. But as you guys know how big of a WWE fan I was, and now being in the company, so the top six superstars in NXT, they're gonna clash after what happened at TakeOver Phoenix. It's going to be Velveteen Dream. He's gonna team up
with
Aleister Black. He's gonna team up with Ricochet. They're gonna go up against Adam Cole. They're gonna go up against the NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa and the North American champion Cleveland's own Johnny Gargano. Those six are going to clash in a six-man tag team match, which was announced at the Royal Rumble event.
Holy shnikes.
The cool part of all this is it's going to be the first event to ever stream live from the Performance Center.
Vic Joseph, hold on right there, because once you said you had me at Ricochet.
Yeah.
I have seen Ricochet and Gargano go toe-to-toe in the past, but there's going to be teamwork involved.
I don't think you have. I think you're lying to everybody.
Yes, I have. I want to know, and I think what everybody really wants to know, knowing that Vince McMahon is in charge in times like these, are they just going to really have a bra and panties match the entire duration? That's what people want to see.
No, this is going to be pure athleticism. This is going to be pure. You guys are going to be very entertained. I'm very much looking forward to being part of this as well.
Are you calling it?
For the first time in 20 years, Halftime Heat is back with your announced team of the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, the WWE Hall of Famer, and yours truly, Vic Joseph.
No!
Come on!
No! Are you? No! Wait a minute.
You got to be kidding
me.
They couldn't find someone better for the Heartbreak Kid?
You're telling me.
They couldn't find someone better to have the morning show with Ken?
Well, they tried.
You're telling me.
Hold
on.
Failed.
Are you serious? No, I'm not. I'm not doing this just for show here. The guy who made fun of me and laughed in my face while I got teary-eyed about Dale Earnhardt wrecking into the wall and laughed in my face is now going to be on Halftime Heat with Shawn Michaels.
I don't recall ever making fun of you for crying about Dale Earnhardt.
No, you made fun of steak and spaghetti, and then you made fun of me for crying about Dale Earnhardt. That's exactly what you did.
I do remember making fun of you for steak and spaghetti because it's all this you said you ate, but then the meal kept getting bigger. And then it included a salad, and it included a simply helping of spaghetti.
You've
got to
get the vegetables in. Vic, you know that.
Vegetables.
And I wasn't eating ice cream after I found out Dale Earnhardt died. I couldn't go back to dinner, even though my mother wanted me to go back to dinner. But this is all beside the point.
I want to ask Vic something. I want to ask Vic Joseph, who's on and obviously used to be on this radio station and has moved on to some different things. I will not say bigger and better because this is huge right here on 92.3 The Fan. Uh-huh. But I do want to know, I mean, a Heartbreak Kid, that is someone, even me, when I was in love with wrestling, obviously that's somebody I grew up watching, idolizing. It's had some of the best matches, his match with Ric Flair. Still, at WrestleMania, when Rick was past, it's probably still one of the best matches I've ever seen. But are there going to be some nerves? Do you wonder about the chemistry? Have you worked together before? What is that going to be like?
I'm personally nervous because Shawn Michaels is the reason that I wanted to get into wrestling. I mean, he's, to me, I know you guys are arguing over Tom Brady and Bo Jackson, but to me, there's no argument. He's the greatest of all time. When it comes to sports entertainment. So I'm very nervous. I mean, this is like an ultimate bucket list item for me. This past year, I became like the seventh person to ever be the lead voice of a championship match at WrestleMania.
Wow.
Awesome. Calling my WrestleMania match. This is up there with
amazing.
That.
That is this awesome. Is hey, seriously, very this proud of you. Amazing. That's pretty cool. Are you going to mention Marty Jannetty at any point?
No, I will not.
I got to tell you, I'm shocked at this. I didn't know. Now, is this on the network?
This will be on WWE Network. This will be on YouTube. This will be on Facebook, Twitter,
streaming WWE.com. Live on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, right?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, the app, all over WWE digital platforms. And pretty interested, that, you know, because it's a pretty unique thing for them to be able to stream live. It's I'm a part of, and we're all a part of the first time of doing something like this, which could open doors for the WWE to do more things. And when people think of streaming, I mean, all of us stream stuff all the time. Last time I looked, I did the Royal Rumble kickoff show this past Sunday at Chase Field in Phoenix. And the last time I looked, there was over 3 million hits just on YouTube for one show. So I'm very interested to see, you know, it's a pretty unique dynamic to be coming in at halftime. You know, I'm not a big fan of Maroon 5. Not going to argue with anyone's music taste. My favorite band's Kiss, as we all know.
Yeah, we know.
But, you know.
I'm sorry.
No,
wait,
don't
who was
do
it?
It. No one cares. Don't do it. All right, now I'm not watching.
That's it? Now you're not going to?
No, I'm not going to.
Come on.
That's why he's the GOAT, boys. That's why he's the GOAT.
All right. Well, Vic, I am proud of you. I didn't know you were doing it with Shawn Michaels. I get to do the show with the equivalent of the gobbledygooker, so I am jealous.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard you say. That needs
you.
To be a soundbite.
Thank you, very
Vic.
Much.
Is there any way in hell you can say something to piss off Shawn Michaels so you can get a Sweet Chin Music?
Absolutely not. I'm gonna be very.
And there we go. He's gone. I thought for sure. That's like a Radio Row interview right there.
His chin was out the entire time.
Vic
he knew it was coming.
Yeah, Vic knows he's got to go. He's got to go out on his back in these interviews. That's how it works,
that's,
baby.
That's even The Undertaker was supposed to be willing to do that, right?
I did know that. I'm proud of him.
They need
I'm
to. Awesome. You want to get people's attention at halftime of the Super Bowl, bring back the Shockmaster.
Now, Vic. Vic
have
Joseph.
Him do a run-in, just tripping all over the place.
A lot of people already know this, but there are some new listeners. Vic Joseph was one of our anchors here and hosted shows. Here on The Fan under his government name, and now goes by the middle one there because they don't want to. You just don't have enough time and energy to spell it there on television.
And just real,
and rights and everything.
Yeah,
and just another personality to hop right up over me for network TV. It just keeps going.
Well,
I've got a running tab.
You know, you're not that tall. You're not that big. You'd have been perfect.
Just say it. Not that good looking or talented. Just say it.
You would have been. You don't have a piggish face like somebody else around here.
See, that's a testament to Vic's talent because he is tall, and they don't want tall people
that's
standing
true.
Next to the wrestlers.
They would
prefer them smaller.
Can we give them one of the tricks that they do?
You put your legs out?
They put the legs out so you go down. So you shrink.
Rich.
So you don't look like you're bigger than the wrestler.
I'm not going to – well –
meanwhile, it's guys like Al Pacino and Tom Cruise have to go on stilts.
Vince McMahon used to have Andre the Giant stand up on a box. To make him even bigger,
it's brilliant.
My God! So we're proud of Vic. We're hoping that Vic. We're hoping and wishing him well. So if you are looking for some alternative programming because you're not a big Maroon 5 fan, we've always been. Whoa! I'm gonna have this. All right, fine. Well, check out our buddy Vic Joseph, who will be with Shawn Michaels for Halftime Heat, first time in 20 years that the WWE is doing it. 216-578-0092. Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 8:25. We'll talk to her about the Browns and Baker Mayfield and ticket prices because they are going up. But not too terribly much. Coming up next, though, the news dump. And, well, Lyman thinks about Kevin Love, which I got to tell you, I think he's 100% correct. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.